With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Crazy youngsters, and welcome to the fifth edition of Here Comes Quizzem, the chart music pub quiz. I'm your host, Al Needham, coming at you live and direct from Nottingham, the cradle of pop. And yeah, it's the usual deal, isn't it? Soz, it's been a while since we've done one of these, but I've been doing Chart Music 50, which is out now, and I hope you've enjoyed it or are currently enjoying it. It's the usual deal, of course, it's pub quiz, isn't it? It's not for thick bastards. It takes up about an hour or so of your time. First thing you need to do, as always, is to download the answer sheet, which you can find on the page that you found this podcast on, and the picture round, which is round number one. Would have been Eurovision weekend. Thought to do a Eurovision-themed one. All you got to do is tell me what country those acts came from. What country those acts came from? All the answers are on the sheet, so if you don't know, have a guess. I'll give you a few minutes on that then. I'll come back at you in a bit.
We'll be right back.
Youngsters, we are 2 minutes away from round number two of Here Comes Quizzem.
We'll be right back.
right? And let's get stuck into round number two. Round number two is called On This Week in History. Five questions about stuff that happened in the music world on This Week in History. That's why it's called On This Week in History, obviously. So, question number six. Which single that was never released in the UK became the Beatles' last ever single to be released in America on This Week in 1970? Which single that was never released in the UK became the Beatles' last ever single to be released in America on This Week in 1970? And of course, when I say last ever Beatles single, I'm not including those crap ones they did in the mid-90s, so ignore them. Question number seven. The compilation LP Changes One Boer was released on This Week in 1976. What is the first track on it? The compilation LP Changes One Boer was released on This Week in 1976. What is the first track on it? Question number eight. Which solo artist released the LP 21 at 33 on This Week in 1980? Which solo artist released the LP 21 at 33 on This Week in 1980? Question number nine. What became Motown's first million-selling single in the UK on This Week in 1984? What became Motown's first million-selling single in the UK on This Week in 1984? Question number 10. Ferry Cross the Mersey was released on This Week in 1989 for the victims of the Hillsborough disaster. Whose is the first voice that you hear on that single? Whose is the first voice that you hear on the cover of Ferry Cross the Mersey? And your next question is your bonus one. Your bonus one question on the bottom left-hand corner of your sheet. Whose was the second voice you hear on that single? Whose was the first and second voices that you hear on Ferry Cross the Mersey, the 1989 version? We'll be right back. And that is the end of round number two. And let's get stuck into round number three of Here Comes Quizzem. And as always, round number three is your top 10 round. Rules of the top 10 round, same as they always are. Every time I come to the quiz, I bring a top 10 list with me. Could be anything. I'll give you the subject. You write down five things in your round number three box that you think are going to be in that top 10. For every one of your five answers that is in the top 10, you get a point. But if you get the top five in any particular order, you get a bonus of 2 points. This week's subject is the 10 biggest selling singles in the UK recorded by Madonna. The 10 biggest selling singles in the UK recorded by Madonna. I'll give you a few minutes on that one. So this week's top 10, the 10 biggest selling singles in the UK recorded by Madonna. Just want five answers in your round number three box. For every one of your five answers that's in the top 10, you get a point. If you get the top five in any particular order, you get a bonus of 2 points. The 10 biggest selling singles in the UK recorded by Madonna.
Thank you.
And that is the end of round number three. Comes Quiz and will return after these adverts.
Hello, I'm Jack Beaumont. I do Crime Club. In Series 1, I spoke to people like this.
Did you not kick a policeman in the head?
Yeah, that was... When was that? I was 17. Wait, was I 17 or 19? I think it might have been 19, actually.
In Series 2, I talked to people like this.
There was a paedophile with one leg. I kicked him clean out of his wheelchair. About four of us... I mean, we battered him.
And this.
Cheating on your boyfriend to give him gonorrhea? Do you want to go there, or would you rather not?
Yeah, no, I could talk about it.
I have jingles like this. That's Crime Club, where strange people tell stories involving bad behaviour. New episodes out every Monday.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
All right, and Pop Craze Youngsters, round number four is called Television Theme Tunes Played Backwards. Once again, I got five television theme tunes. I'm going to play them back to back to back to back to back backwards. Your job is to tell me what they are if I were to play them forwards, which I will do at the end of the quiz. So get your tabs up, and here comes question number 16. What is this? Question number 17. Question number 18. Question number 19.
That's more fun than it. Last minute, like it with me, mate.
And question number 20. How do we get on with them? Do you want to hear him again? Do you want clues? Let's have all of that. Question number 16. Question number 16, BBC One, late 70s. Question number 17, ITV, 70s and 80s. Number 18, ITV, 80s. Question number 19, BBC, the 70s. Question number 20, ITV, late 70s, early 80s. Bit piss easy this week, I thought, apart from the last one. Alright, me ducks, that's the end of round number 4. It's also the end of the first half of the quiz. We'll have a short break, about 10 minutes or so, maybe a bit longer. You got plenty of time to go off to the fridge or go outside or go and have a fag or do what you want. I don't give a toss. Just come and join me in a bit.
More drums than my rascal.
This is your boss, straight speaking. Coming out hot from the pussy to the cocky. Yeah. Jello. Love is rock. When you roll up the data, and you kiss on the data,
yes sir,
and you rub up the data, and you love up the data,
love is rock.
When you smoke in your ganja.
Yeah!
in the pussy. Hand on the cocky. You rub up the body. And you tease up the pussy. Come now, sister, lay some sweetness on I, man, blood clad.
Yeah.
Then Pulp Craze youngsters, we're going to start round number five in the second half of the quiz in a couple of minutes. Here's your final warning.
The kids are all hopped up and ready to go.
They're ready to go now.
They got their surfboards and they're headed for the discotheque. Go, go. But she just couldn't stay. Had to break away. Well, New York City really has it all.
Oh, yeah.
I guess.
Oh, yeah.
It has it all.
Sheena is a punk rocker. Sheena is a punk rocker.
Craze youngsters, it's time to get stuck into the second half of Here Comes Quiz'em. We're now at round number five, and we all know what round number five is, don't we? Oh yes, my nonna on a Bontempi organ. Once again, my nonna has sat down at her organ, and she's mashed out five tunes for you. I'm going to play them tunes back to back to back to back to back. You get half a point for the name of the original band or artist, half a point for the name of the tune. So, question number 21. What's this? Who did it originally? Take it away, Nonna.
We'll be right back.
question number 22. Half a point for the name of the band or artist, half a point for the name of the tune. Half a point for the name of the band or artist, half a point for the name of the tune. Number 24, half a point for the name of the band or artist, half a point for the name of the tune. Number 25, half a point for the name of the band or artist, half a point for the name of the tune. So fresh. Let's hear them again. Question number 21. Question number 22. We'll be right back.
number 23. And question number 25. That is the end of round number 5. Tall very much, Nono. Outstanding job as always. Here comes quiz and we'll return after this word.
All of television history is contained in the Box of Delights.
I've climbed up Nelson's column once before. These are small.
And put it down in front of Bagpuss.
I'm Julia Rayside. Join me and my guests as we dip into our favourite TV memories.
Suppose Martin Hurley bashing her head like this.
You can't tell me what to do. You ain't my mother.
I love when a plan comes together.
Come and tell us what yours are too.
We've all been told we can't discuss nominations.
It's a bit of car air.
Shut up. With a novel on the top.
I think I like you, Lovejoy.
Find us on Twitter at Box Delights Pod and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Right, and let's get stuck into round number 6 of Here Comes Quizm. Round number 6 is called The Lucky Bag of Randomness. It's your potluck round. Question number 26. Who was the first woman to appear on the cover of Smash Hits, either as a solo artist or a band member? Who was the first woman to appear on the cover of Smash Hits? Question number 27. What was the last number one single in the UK for The Police? What was the last number one single in the UK for The Police? Question number 28. How many band members were there in Racer? How many band members were there in Racer? Question number 29. Which party did Jimmy Savile host a party political broadcast for in 1972? Which party did Jimmy Savile host a party political broadcast for in 1972? Question number 30. Which Top of the Pops presenter also presented the first ever National Lottery draw in 1994? Which Top of the Pops presenter also presented the first ever National Lottery draw in 1994? And your next question is your bonus two. Your bonus two question on the bottom right-hand corner of your sheet. Name one other person who's presented Top of the Pops who has also hosted the National Lottery draw. Name one other person who's presented an episode of Top of the Pops who has also presented the National Lottery draw. And that is the end of round number six. Right, and Pop Craig's youngsters, we are now at round number seven of Here Comes Quizm, the final round of the quiz. You know what that means, don't you?
I'm the pieces, bits and pieces.
Oh yes, bits and pieces. The old Radio 1 Roadshow standby. Gonna play 10 tunes at you dead fast. You get half a point for the name of the band or artist, half a point for the name of the tune. Let's not fanny about. Take it away.
I'm the pieces, bits and pieces.
Get on with them. Let's hear them again.
I'm the pieces, bits and pieces.
31.
Yeah.
32. Question number 33.
I like your pink lipstick.
34. 35. 36. 37.
Stand up and fight.
38.
It's a whole life, but it's no out night. It's late to shoot, Friday night people.
39.
It's not in the way you say you're mine.
40. I think that's easy this week, but then again, I'm the bell end that put it together, so I always think they're easy. Let's hear it one more time.
I'm the pieces, bits and pieces.
Youngsters, that's the end of round number 7. It's also the end of this week's quiz. You'll notice there's no more room on your answer sheet. So I'm going to give you a couple of minutes to make any corrections or changes that you feel you need to. And then we'll go through this from front to back. And we'll see how well you've got on this week. Me dears, let's have some answers. Round number 1, your picture round. Name the country those Eurovision entries came from. Question number 1, that was Dancing Lasher Tumbai by Burka Saduka, 2007, Ukraine. Question number 2, you won't believe what Rod, Jane and Freddie look like these days. That's actually Tayenka Altid Padig by Bamsi's Venna, 1980, Denmark. Question number 3, Genghis Khan by Genghis Khan, 1979, representing Germany. Well, West Germany, but, you know, Germany all the same. Question number 4, Salmid Adnan by Svea Kjelsberg and Mattis Hayeta. That was 1980, and of course, it was Norway. And question number 5, Papa Pinguan by Sophie and Magalé, 1980, a vintage year for Eurovision, Luxembourg. Round number 2 on This Week in History, which was really last week and a bit of the week before in History, but, you know, never mind. Question number six, a single that was never released over here that became the Beatles' last ever single to be released in America on This Week in 1970, The Long and Winding Road. Question number seven, the compilation LP Changes One Bowie was released on This Week in 1976. What's the first track on it? Space Odyssey. Question number eight, the solo artist who released the LP 21 at 33 on This Week in 1980, Elton John. Question number nine, what became Motown's first million-selling single in the UK on This Week in 1984? Hello by Lionel Richie. Question number 10, Ferry Cross the Mersey was released on This Week in 1989. Who was the first voice that you hear on it? Paul McCartney. And your bonus one, the second voice belonged to Holly Johnson. Round number three, your top 10 round. The 10 biggest singles in the UK recorded by Madonna in reverse order. Number 10, Frozen. Number 9, Like a Prayer. Number 8, Beautiful Stranger. Number 7, Hung Up. Number 6, True Blue. Anybody sweating on the top 5? Number 5, Papa Don't Preach. Number 4, Crazy For You. Number 3, Holiday. Number 2, Like a Virgin. And number 1, Into the Groove. Don't forget, you get a bonus of 2 points if you get the top 5. Round number 4, television theme tunes played backwards. Let's have a tab old. Question number 16.
Up from the depths, 30 stories high, breathing fire, his hand in the sky.
Godzilla!
Godzilla! Godzilla! And Godzuki!
Fuck off, Godzuki. Question number 17. ITV 70s and 80s. Rainbow. Question number 18. ITV 80s. Quincy! Question number 19. BBC 70s. The Goodies. And question number 20, the difficult one. Well done if you got this one.
Get it together, all together now, let's have a good time.
Get it together.
Put your hands together with me. Get it together. Hey, we got a few surprises in store. Just put your head round.
Round number 5, my Nonna. On a Bon Tempe organ. Take it away, Nonna. Question number 21. Ballroom Blitz by The Sweet. Question number 22. Push It by Salt and Pepper. Thank you. number 23. Promised You a Miracle by Simple Minds. Question number 24. Apollo 9 by Adamant. And question number 25. Tease Me by Shakademus and Pliers. Round number 6, a lucky bag of randomness. Question number 26, who was the first woman to appear on the cover of Smash Hits, either as a solo artist or a band member? It was on the first ever issue of Smash Hits, Debbie Harry. Question number 27, what was the last number one in the UK for The Police, Every Breath You Take? Question number 28, how many band members were there in Racer? There were four of them. Question number 29, you've been waiting for this one, haven't you? Which party did Jimmy Savile host a party political broadcast for in 1972? The Liberal Party. Question number 30, which Top of the Pops presenter also presented the first ever National Lottery draw in 1994? Noel Edmonds. And your bonus two, name one other Top of the Pops presenter who was also host of the National Lottery draw. There's two of them, Anthea Turner and Jenny Powell. Round number 7, bits and pieces. How did you get on with this? Let's have a tabble.
I'm the pieces, bits and pieces.
31, Tiger Feet by Mudd. 32, My Way of Thinking, UB40. 33, Me and My Girl Nightclubbing, David Essex. 34, Cruel Summer, Bananarama. 35, Since You've Been Gone, Rainbow. 36, My Sharona, The Knack. 37, You're in the Army Now, Status Quo. 38, Chant Number 1, Spandau Ballet. 39, Hold the Line by Toto. And 40, Absolute Beginners by The Jam. So, how did we do, duckies? As always, if you got 30 or over, you can give yourself a meaty pat on the back for being dead brainy. That, me dears, is the end of Here Comes Quizzem. Hopefully, they'll be a bit more regular now, but, you know, I'm already got me head on chart music number 51. So, you know, if it's not every week, please forgive me. Anyway, that's it for now, Pop Craze youngsters. My name's Al Needham. I implore you to stay safe, stay the fuck away from each other, but above all, stay pop crazed.
Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. The weekend comes, my cycle hums. Ready to race to you. These days are all. Gray sky, hello blue. There's nothing can hold me when I hold you. It feels so right, you can't be wrong. Rocking and rolling all week long. These days are all I've been free. These days are all share them with me. Gonna cruise her around the town. Show everybody what I found. Rock and roll with all my friends. Hoping the music never ends. Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. Saturday, what a day. Grooving all week with you. These days are all. Share them with me. These days are all.
brain. She's wearing a school ring on a chain. She's my steady, I'm a man. I'm gonna love her all I can.
These days are on.
Sky, hello blue. Nothing can hold me when I hold you. Feels so right, it can't be wrong. Rocking and rolling all week long.
These days are on.
Share them with me.
These days are on.
Happy and free.
These happy days are yours and mine.
These happy days are yours and mine. Happy days.
Chart music.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Quickly, we haven't got long. Please listen to the all-new Angelo Sandberry podcast.
It's a funny one.
Oh, my God, it's hilarious. There's so much muck in it.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.